We're absolutely delighted, myself and the whole team. We've been obviously been involved in the carrier programme during the build phase, and this obviously signals a 10-year contract for sustaining the carriers, you know, which is terrific for Rosyth and the whole workforce.
Tell me what this deal will allow workers at Babcock and Rosyth to do in the coming years.
Well, I think coupled with the deal for the carriers, the Type 31 frigate programme that we're building, and then the advanced manufacturing work that we've got on at Rosyth, that allows us to invest in new skills, apprentices, graduates. We're recruiting at the moment from the local area, and that's people. Some people are not in employment, so we're working with Fife Council, Fife College, Skills Development Scotland, and that's giving people the chance to get a new career, new skills, and bring them into the workforce.
And that contract being 10 years long, that must also provide certainty as well for everyone involved.
It does, and we have some other long-term contracts on site. We have a submarine programme to do with decommissioning, and we also have, again, advanced manufacturing work that, you know, that run for many years. So it's great news for the company, great news for the workforce in the local area.
Do you foresee any similar projects being coming down the line as well?
We're always looking for new opportunities. We've got, developed some, great technology. We've got a really skilled workforce, and we're obviously looking 5-10 years to the future. So we're looking to identify other projects. We're working on bids at the moment, which again, we'd see engineering jobs, skilled tradespeople, brought into the Rosyth site. So we've got a long-term plan that we're working on, and that involves us looking at, numerous projects, and we're doing that just now.
And finally, what does this all mean in terms of the work the company does for the provision of the UK's defence capabilities?
Babcock, as a company, has got a long and enduring relationship with the Ministry of Defence. We do some really complex programmes at Rosyth, Faz Lane on the west coast, Plymouth on the south coast. And I think, recent events have shown the value that the company and the workforce brings, to the nation. And that's something, we work across, civil nuclear, the aviation industry and, the marine industry, working closely with the Ministry of Defence and other government departments. So I think what the recent times has done has made people realise, the importance of the job that they do, both locally in Fife and then broader globally with Babcock. Thanks for the opportunity to have the conversation, Anas. Great day for Rosyth, great day for the workforce, good news for the area.
Thank you so much for your time.